Hello, I'm John Pellow, CEO of the Canadian Council of Christian Charities. Welcome to another podcast from my blog, Christian Leadership Reflections, which can be found at cccc.org/john. Today's podcast is entitled, My Last Ministry Visits of the Sabbatical. I had my last round of ministry visits this week. I would like to thank Nick Stevens, Group Financial Controller, Alpha International and Holy Trinity Brompton Church, Mike O'Neill, Chief Executive, Stewardship, Steve Clifford, General Director, Evangelical Alliance UK, Gordon Shaul Rogers, Associate Secretary General, World Evangelical Alliance, Philip Poole, Deputy Chief Executive, Bible Society, and Radina Colonici, Senior Fundraising and Stewardship Consultant, McConkie Johnston International UK. Once again, I was surprised to discover, as I did in all the other countries, that ministry leaders hold a single perspective on what is happening with ministries, donors, and the religious climate in their country. If I were doing these interviews in Canada, I'm not sure there would be such a singular consensus, but then I'm asking a different set of questions than I do in Canada. I now look forward to reviewing all my pages of notes from these meetings and seeing which themes come out. I know right from the start that there is a very broad consensus among ministry leaders on both research topics, which takes the fun out of probing deeper to understand different opinions. It seems too easy when everyone agrees. What remains is to look for application to the Canadian context and then find possible opportunities here. My meetings this week took me to London, Debden, Reading, and Oxford, and would have taken me to Colchester, but at the last minute that person had to come to London, so we met here. This provided a nice bookend to my time in the UK because the first thing I did when I got here was tour St. Paul's, and based on the meeting place suggested by my interviewee, the last thing I did before leaving the country was sit outside Paul's Cafe in the courtyard at the side of St. Paul's. One other thing I have not yet mentioned is that I met up with my second cousin, Graham Zabel, and his family while in London. He is related through my father's side. While I've been visiting places my ancestors emigrated from, Graham has reversed the flow of emigration by moving from Canada to London, and he lives in the same area of London that our family came from. 20 years ago, when he relocated there, he did not know of that precise connection. He has a lovely family, and I was amazed at how similar our families are in terms of interests and activities. Maintenant, je vais à Paris. God bless.